This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 12th of January 2024. Now on with the show.
Hello, this is Kevin, VK6KQ, on behalf of the Wireless Institute Civil Emergency Network of WA, wishing you a Happy New Year. The first WISEN meeting for 2025 will be held next Monday evening, the 13th of January, at the Bellevue Mechanics Institute Hall, located at number 10 Helen Street, Bellevue. Doors will open at 1900 for a 1930 start. Everyone's welcome and your opinion on the future of WISEN WA is valued. Please come along and participate. The usual tea, coffee and biscuits will be available and we hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Life is messy. This is not a revelation. We attempt to organise this chaos by using all kinds of magic incantations, to-do lists, New Year's resolutions, plans, projects, and anything else you might have in your arsenal. The same chaos reigns in how we make progress. Some days are harder than others. I'm mentioning this because I've seen a couple of amateurs share all the things they didn't achieve last year. If we used that metric, I could point out that I didn't win the lotto. Likely neither did you, or your friends. I didn't get on HF to make a contact. I didn't put up a 6BTV antenna. The list is never ending. In other words, it's easy to say what you didn't do. What if you turn this upside down? I hosted my weekly radio net for its 13th year. I had my beacon heard more times than I have bandwidth available to check right now. I started a project that looks like it's going to keep me busy for some time to come. I've been working my way through a full system crash and I can see light out the end of the tunnel 6 months later. So don't beat yourself up about all the things you didn't do. Speaking of that, making plans is fine, but don't use the to-do list as a way to describe all the things you didn't do. Instead, think of it as an inspiration for what to do when you're bored. Chaotic aspects of life aside, the same disorder reigns supreme in the software world. GNU Radio, on which I'm basing the Bold Yak project, is just as chaotic. New versions are released regularly. Right now it's at version 3.10 point something. On my Mac it's 3.10.11.0. On my Debian machine it's 3.10.5.1. Depending on which operating system you use, it's different. There's a wiki table, but that's out of date. Before you ask, yes, I've requested an account on the GNU Radio wiki so I can fix it. This only scratches the surface of things that are, for want of a better word, disharmonious. This might be perceived as chaos, but the reality is that this exists throughout the computing world. If you're not a software developer, you might have only scratched the surface of this. Trying to open a document written for a different version of your word processor. Installing a new operating system and finding software that was working perfectly before suddenly doesn't. GNU Radio is a complex beast. The latest release has 5,570 files, making nearly 80,000 lines of source and related code. The Git repository shows 579 authors, and I will point out that it's likely there are more, since the project was first released in 2001. But the Git repository only goes back to 2006. Said differently, this is a big project that nobody is likely to hold entirely inside their brain. It means that things change without everyone involved knowing about it. I'm raising this because we're diving into a complex environment that we're using to build ourselves a new thing. At this point, you might want to run for the hills. I understand. One of the great things about society is our ability to abstract. It's why I'm typing on a keyboard with letters of the alphabet and not punching holes into cardboard. It's why I'm looking at a screen with graphics and controlling images with my finger, rather than looking at dozens of blinking lights that provide a lifetime of memories. GNU Radio is the abstraction of radio. That's the whole point. It allows us to pick up a signal block to make a kilohertz tone, connect it to my loudspeaker so sound comes out. It looks simple on the outside, but underlying that is a level of complexity that you will only encounter when it comes to raise its chaotic head. This all to say that I did make some progress. When you play an audio tape at half speed or play a single at 33 RPM instead of 45 RPM, the result is that the audio is slower, but it also means that the audio is lower in frequency. It led me to wonder if I can use that phenomenon to help me hear better. What if I could play audio slower and have my ears be able to hear better? Right now, anything above 2 kHz is hard to hear. I keep asking my partner, say again, sorry, what? Sorry, I didn't hear that. Hearing aids seem to attempt to deal with the problem by amplifying the sounds you cannot hear. This results in squealing and all manner of other unpleasantness. It also doesn't seem to help me. Instead, I wondered if I could halve a 4 kHz tone to 2 kHz, I could hear it. So, if I play audio at half speed, I can hear more. Unfortunately, it would also mean that I would be running behind all the time. So, what if I could play at half speed and remove half the audio samples? I can confirm that with simple tones this works, and I did this inside GNU Radio with pretty much one block. Keep M in N samples. In this case, keep 1 in 2. I halved the sample rate and all was well. Why is this significant? Well, aside from that it might help me hear better, it represents the first time I had an idea that I could try out in real time and see what it did. For a bunch of reasons, I haven't yet moved on to actually hearing it by setting the source as the microphone and the sync as my headphones, but that's on the cards soon. Making progress is a series of chaotic steps that take you on a journey. If you're lucky, the journey will get you to where you want to go. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6 RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6 RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group ParkFest is on Saturday, February 15th at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Make a note in your diary now. Saturday, February 15th, the doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course, bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the Parg mega raffle will be drawn with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You have got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the Parg secretary now before it is too late. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the Parg website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th.
Good morning, everyone. This is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? Here it is the 12th of January, and I haven't finished eating Christmas dinner yet, Christmas lunch, that is. But in the meantime, I have no items for this week's broadcast, unfortunately. Nothing new, but if you'd like to contribute to next week's broadcast, please contact me by email. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the only address. And I haven't yet started sending out the emails for this year to everyone. I'm still compiling my lists of recipients because I lost them all. But if you'd like an email version of it, please contact me, that same address, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And until we get something to broadcast, I'll wish you all 7-3.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.